the Artemis II crew, their playlist, they have been waking up every single morning, the astronauts on board the Artemis II, to songs that their friends and family picked out for them. They have no control over the songs that they wake up to.
And it's like, it's a tradition, right?
A tradition. It's been going back to, I believe, the Apollo.
Oh, when we faked the moon landing.
Stop
it.
Yeah. Since then, their friends and family, the astronauts' friends and family, have been picking out this music. And so every single morning, you have no idea what you're going to wake up to.
Mm-hmm.
This is the official playlist from NASA, the friends and family of the astronauts. The very first morning, they woke up in space to this song. Sleepy. It's a song called Sleepy Head by Young and Sick, and I love it.
I would throw that on this with the space trash.
Really?
I don't like it.
Oh.
There is a version of that by Passion Pit that I've heard before, but I didn't know who this was.
This version, Young and Sick, called Sleepy Head, and I feel like it's the perfect chipper, like, woo, let's do it. You know, first day,
right.
We wake up in space. Here we are.
I like that.
I mean, it goes with what they're doing. Like,
sure.
But it's, I don't like the song.
There's a little bit of a theme first.
Okay.
A little. Some of them, I'm like,
what? In these hits?
Yes. We got a couple coming up.
You know, I'm with stuff I don't recognize.
Yeah. Right?
Get rid of it.
That one, A+ for me.
Okay.
Two. This is the second morning in space. Artemis II woke up to this song. Give me the reason.
Give me just one night. I like this. I'm ready to go right now. I'm ready to go right now. We could go all night. Give me the green light.
Obviously, John Legend, Andre 3000.
I like that song.
I don't know. You know, the part that I really want to find out is who sent in the songs. I'm
sure who submitted it, right.
I could find it. But so far, for me, 10 out of 10. Loving it.
Yeah, I like the second one a lot.
The next song, Day 3, the astronauts wake up to this song, woke up to this song on Artemis 2. I love it. It's called In a Daydream by Freddie Jones Band. That's what somebody submitted for the wake up.
In the sky and all that stuff. I like that theme.
Yeah, a lot. I mean, they definitely put some work into the playlist and the lyrics and, you know, the songs that they like, because coming in at number 4 on Wake Up Day in Space, the astronauts on Artemis 2 waking up to this song.
Heck yeah.
Yes.
I'm in.
You gotta have a little pink pony club.
You do. It's funny when I do music bingo sometimes.
Yeah.
There'll always be a table of like dudes. They're like in their 40s or 50s. And they're like, you know, everyone's playing. They're like, I'm not playing.
Like, I don't like that song.
Okay. I'm thinking about taking a flamethrower to your face. But like, just play. You win a prize, you idiot.
And don't act like you don't like it. We know you do.
In the pink pony club, they're like, what is this? And then by the end of it, they're like, oh.
Yeah.
You can't help but not like that song.
It's fantastic.
It's an easy song to like.
But a lot of guys have a problem admitting that they like Pink Pony Club. But
yeah.
Guess what? The astronauts like it.
It's a great song.
Coming in at number 5, the astronauts on Artemis 2 woke up. The friends and family said, you know what? They need to hear this song. CeeLo Green.
You gotta love CeeLo.
I forget how good he is.
I know.
You know?
Yeah.
Every time I hear a CeeLo song, I'm like, God, I love it.
So good and so short.
And so short.
He's like 5 foot. Dude, he's short.
He goes to work.
He does go
to
work.
He's going to work.
Just to,
That's right. Waking up on Artemis 2 on day 6, the astronauts heard this. Remember
it should be in our
Mandisa?
Show opener. Yeah.
Yes.
From American Idol,
from
right?
From Mandisa and Toby Mac.
No way. Mm.
Sing that
Mandisa
song.
From American Idol.
Yes, Mandisa. And that song is called Good Morning.
That's a very upbeat song.
That should be maybe our theme song.
It should. Like it,
I like it.
When the show opens every morning, that should be part of it.
Boom.
We go right into it.
Or I go to work. Or however the CeeLo Green went. Right.
Or Pink Pony Club.
Whichever. Coming in at number seven, the seventh morning that the astronauts were in space on Artemis 2, they woke up to this song.
I like the beat.
I'll wake you up.
It's called Tokyo Drifting by Glass Animals and Denzel Curry.
Okay.
It kind of, some of the songs I'm definitely hearing, it's like a, you know, an ease into waking up a little bit.
Yeah.
It's not boom right away.
Right.
But the rest, I mean, they're very catchy. I think this playlist is fire. For real. I love it.
Right. Don't say fire.
Don't say fire.
We're about to re-enter the atmosphere. We'll get into that in a second.
Yes.
The danger.
On the eighth morning, the astronauts woke up on board Artemis 2. They woke up to this song. Because, of course, you have to have Queen and David Bowie. You have to wake up to Under Pressure.
I love that song.
That's a great one. And then finally, the astronauts on morning number 9 woke up on the board of Artemis 2, on board Artemis 2, to this song. Lean on me, brother, because I understand. You got that 9-pound hammer swinging in your hand. I'm just a lonesome drifter.
Travel song.
Yeah.
It's a much different vibe.
Yeah.
It is.
It's like if Johnny Cash had a son.
It's called Lonesome Drifter by an artist named Charlie Crockett.
Charlie Crockett.
Yeah.
Heard of him?
Charlie Crockett.
Well, that's a country name.
Mm-hmm. I'm thinking Daniel Crockett. That may be what I'm thinking of.
Maybe.
Or what's the butter? Mrs. Crockett? Mrs. Butterworth?
Who's the guy? Crockett.
Country Crockett.
Country Croc.
That's it. Croc.
God, we're fat.
No, not it. Not it.
Not what we're thinking. Anyway, that's the NASA has officially released it as a playlist.
Oh, that's funny.
I love it.
I bet those you songs, that's going to be a popular playlist with people. I know I missed the first part because I'm having stomach issues.
It's okay. Yeah.
But did Aerosmith don't want to miss a thing?
No.
Mm-mm.
Oh. No, they had a really great, you can re-listen to this segment
another
time.
Not the Final Countdown by Europe?
No.
Those might have been songs at some point. I haven't checked out the history because it's been going on forever. But this is Artemis 2. The crew woke up every single morning to these songs that were submitted by their friends and family.
Oh, okay. And the individual artists, especially the ones that are lesser known, I guarantee major spike.
Oh, 150%.
That's a good day for them.
I've already started following every single one of them.